Everybody, welcome aboard. Get him on. Can you stay quiet? I mean, what a start. What a lack of professionalism to start.
Yeah.
I tried to have a dramatic pause. I may have been a second late, but you've just got to barrel your way through.
Don't interrupt the talent. What was the quote just off air before?
Now, listen, for our viewers and listeners, you have to have seen what happened in the last half an hour. The diva antics.
I couldn't believe it.
Wasn't it?
I thought I saw it all.
They've actually swapped our mic, so if there's a reason I sound
no
a bit tinny.
I had no problem with the mic.
Yeah. Volume in the ear all good? Can we just get a...
You need to be able to hear yourself. I can't hear myself, actually, but that's okay.
Here we go.
But that's okay. You know, the host needs to be able to hear directions.
Yeah, wasn't it just a tantrum?
Yeah.
A tantrum. You can tell a lot, everybody, from someone's coffee order. See, long black. Strong, bitter, probably. Fair enough. Sure, Norma Rod, what's yours? Flat white.
Strong, flat white. So, yeah, not as bitter as you.
Yeah.
Oat. OL, if that was it. Oat milk.
Well, you know what it is? You can tell a lot about somebody, because you know why? One of our loyal listeners from Get Him On Side, The Worker, he owns a coffee shop up there at Burleigh, The Nook.
Right? Give it a plug, The Nook, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, can you please try the oat milk? Because the goat has the oat. I said, what do you mean? He said, every day Cameron Smith comes in and orders the oat milk. And I said, why does he order the oat milk? Because he said it's very good for your stomach. So I'm trying the oat with the goat.
Good for the stomach.
Okay. You've always got a theory. That's the new theory. It's oat water, by the way.
When you say good for the stomach, are we talking internally or externally?
No comment.
Is this part of the Kane weight loss
off the drink campaign?
I'm off the drink.
Again?
I'm off the sort. Yes, again. Yes.
Again.
Can we get an off the drink? We need an off the drink graphic, actually.
Yeah.
Just a calendar ticking
Mark
over.
Like Mark Moore's pad where you just put another figurine down.
Speaking of milk and other things, look at the cat that swallowed the cream because he had a good week last week as we bring up last week's winners. So, best bets. What did we have? I don't know what we had, Joel Kane. We weren't.
You tossed and turned because you're going to blame us for talking you out of the Roosters
because
you had Billy Smith.
It was a bad
any
bet.
Time.
It was a bad bet. I called that game, so I wasn't even thinking about Billy Smith. I'm driving home, going, oh, I don't think I even called his name. No, that was a bad. Hey, I can put my hand up, and so I got that wrong.
Oh, I got it wrong. I've got it wrong two in a row. I feel I'm under more pressure than Madge.
Who'd you have?
I went for Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly anytime.
It just didn't really look like it.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, didn't you think after 1 minute, Gold Coast are going to put 50 on here?
Yeah.
Because I had a couple of I had a Fifita double thinking, oh, here we go. Warriors are going to fold here. Not the case.
My bad bets, I had the Melbourne Storm 13+, and I went to bed at 14-0 thinking this is just gift wrapped. And then I had a same game multi, Sharks to win, because the right edge of Parramatta is flimsy.com. I had Sharks to win, Mulitalo to score two or more, but I originally had Tracy and Mulitalo to score, and I took out Tracy and went, I'll just go Mulitalo. As it turns out, Tracy does score in the position that Mulitalo would have picked up his second. So,
cruel game. Just on any time try scorers, because we've had a fair bit of luck, well, certainly did last year.
Yes.
But good just punting. Overall discussion. Points are through the floor.
Yeah.
Try scorers are down. And we're seeing this round, every single game, and there's weather at play as well, but every game is in the 30s in terms of total points. So when you're having your same game multi, just think about it. It might, what you did last year, throwing a few try scorers in, you might just have to pull back a touch on maybe just one or two.
Well, you say weather's in play. I'm not so sure. It just seems to be a trend, doesn't it? That, I mean, weather is in play in some games, no question, but this just seems to be Rugby League 2022.
So 8 from 8 under last week.
Wasn't the first week like 6 or 7?
No, 7 from 8. So that's 15 from 16.
Unders are 15-1 this year.
That's your real change right there, isn't it?
Must be.
It has to be.
Must be. Penalties, I was looking at it. I haven't done the comparison to last year, but penalties, it's about 13 penalties a game now and 4 set restarts. I reckon last year was about 8 and 8. So 13 penalties per game, obviously slowing the play down, and the set restarts. If you're only getting 4 of them, you're getting half the roll-ons.
Yeah, so if there's only been 4 set restarts, it means that everything's from the back of the field, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, now I'm only doing this because we are contractually obliged. Scores from last week, Dan 3, Sean 4, Joel 8. Joel 3.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Leaderboard done. Let's talk a bit of footy. What did you like from round number two? I was there at Shark Park. It was worthy of the Shark celebrations because there was an electricity to the place. So people were going, hang on. You douchebag. What are you doing? It's round two and you're celebrating like it's a grand final.
Did you call the game like this, Dan?
I was going to make a reference. Wasn't that Mark Riddell?
Careful.
Spirit fingers.
30s or 40s. I just went back to there.
Yeah.
What was the Riddell one?
Yeah, he used to...
He had a hand.
That was his run-up. Yeah, that was right. His run-up.
But what is this one?
That's spirit fingers. This is what the Sharkies fans do.
Yeah.
If they need a kick, they put out the spirit fingers.
I just wasn't confident enough to reference it. I knew it was a thing that it had become a little thing.
Next time you know, it's a spirit... They call it the spirit fingers.
I'm going to Bambi the Sharks. Have you been to the precinct? So you've got, it's apartment city behind.
You're talking it up. You actually, the Beta Mainhof, you got the pokies on the mind of the Tigers. You said, oh, you should have been playing pokies.
Did you go for a slap?
It's not open yet, the Leagues Club. But the Leagues Club is going to be a wonderful behemoth, and the King Wine's coming back. You got all the.
Oh, is it coming back?
I think so. Well, I think they're having a Chinese restaurant. Yeah. It'd be foolish not to call it the King Wine. The ground hasn't changed. You would think they would have actually put some money into the ground.
Yeah.
They could have just improved the Peter Byrne stand a little. But anyway. It was old suburban footy at its best.
Awesome.
There you go.
Mm.
Was the Nico Hines pass forward in the corner? No one really spoke of that.
Negative. Look at
I'm pushing the Sharkies more than anyone on the planet.
Which pass? It looked forward.
I thought the try to Connor Tracy in the corner was forward by probably a mile.
I thought that from the first angle. Then you see it again almost front on, and Tracy has to reach like a long way back to catch it. Live, it did look a touch forward. But
can you imagine when the chip in the football, which I think will never happen, you cannot have a technology. It can't be accurate enough. I mean, DRS is on still cameras, still bodies effectively, and one moving ball. How are you going to have all these moving bodies and a floating ball? A ball floating with momentum.
Yeah.
It can't. This chip in the ball idea that is. Has made some progress apparently behind the scenes. There's no way it's ever going to get brought
just
in.
On this, right? People are saying, oh, the referees, blah, 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 blah. AFL don't have these stoppages. AFL don't have half the rules. There's no offside in AFL. There's no knock-ons in AFL.
Anyway, what else did we like from the weekend? Geez, Newcastle were impressive, weren't they?
Yeah.
I know the Tigers didn't offer up much.
I think it's probably the flip side that we probably should be talking about, how poor the Tigers were, certainly in that first half. I actually thought they probably should have been favourites when Ponga was ruled out, or around the pick and mark. I think it jumped 2.5.
I was really confident they were in for a big game, mate.
And then just did not fire a shot. You want to see a big, bounce back this week from them.
This is an awful time for Nathan Brown to meet the Tigers. Like, they're under the pump.
I think it's the other way. I think it's an awful time. I think the Warriors might actually produce this week.
No, they could, but I mean, if I'm Nathan Brown, I would have much rather the Tigers come off a win against the Knights.
Yeah, well.
They're back at home. It's riveting stuff. That press conference after that game for the losing coach, it's going to be heat.com.
Mm, yeah. That's the Friday 6 p.m. game. I would have said, if Tim Sheens didn't come out during the week and say, what are you talking about? We're going to sack him after round two. That's stupid. I would have said Madge's job is on the line this week.
Hmm.
But obviously not the case. I mean, Sheens is not good. What if they get beat by 50? I don't think they will. But what if they get beat by 50?
Oh, well, there's no further questions, Your Honour. I'm the number one. Well, it has to be. And I'm the number one Madge supporter. And I don't believe it's a Madge issue. I just think the playing roster is just not where it needs to be.
It's an awful roster.
That's what I think.
It cannot win more than 6 or 7 games.
How many players?
How long is that an excuse for, though? Because when he first arrived, you could use that.
Yep.
How long has he been there for now?
Yeah. Well, say you turn up and you put all your faith. It's just how many of those players walk into a starting side in another club, into a top 8 team?
Yeah, not many.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's so hard. I really like Madge.
And they're also, well, we all like Madge. I spoke to him last week. He's a great. I feel sorry for the bloke. In that he just is always under the pump. I asked him, why did you do the bloody doco?
Mm.
I think there are regrets there.
But you know what? There's 12 months. And recruitment takes a long time, right? So next year you've got Papa Leahy coming. You've got You've got the dummy half from Penrith. That'd be Coruscant coming.
Yes.
It just starts to piece together. I think. I just think the marriage between Brooks and the Tigers has got to be separated.
Yep.
If Brooks goes somewhere else, you free some money up. You have to land that halfback, that next signing.
Yeah.
You have to land it. So they're close. And I just, you know, if you sack Madge now, who do you bring in that's going to make a material difference?
I think also, too.
And it's cost you money to sack, too, by the way.
Yes. They're not flushed. And they're not going to make the finals. They could bring in Wayne Bennett. They could bring in Phil Gould. They could bring in Trent Robertson. They're not going to make the eighth this year. So there's no point sacking him. You might as well let him. Why scorch the earth for some other coach? Just let him. You're going to get rid of him at the end of the year. We all know this is his last year at the Tigers, right? Unless there's some miracle turnaround. Let him wear this one. Maybe with a month to go in the season, you say, well, we're going to part ways. If you want to continue for the rest of the season, that's up to you. But let him cop it and let the new coach come in fresh October and start again. He sort of doesn't work the mid-season switch. By the way, Jackson Hastings, what were they doing fighting that charge?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Cost them 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yep.
They can't score points with him. Mm. How the hell are they going to go against him? Time for this. All right. Time for Bambi. Sean Almirott, you get to go first.
No, I haven't actually got one this week.
Oh, mate, so you do that too many times, Sean.
No, I copped too much heat from Cam Smith last week, so I'm going to have a week off.
Okay.
Two Bambis. My first one is, how can we start the season with about only two-thirds of the comp having goal kickers?
Yeah.
Do you know how important it is to convert these tries? Four becomes six. And I've done some analysis, right? The greatest kickers in history, Halligan, El Masri, Dan Carter, they are all very square to the ball. Success leaves clues. No, not me. Not me.
Pushing for a coaching.
No, not me. But you're seeing too many players who, and Nicho Hynes is a good example. Even the match-winning kick, now this is shooting Bambi because I think Nicho Hynes will win the Dally M. But his run-up, he's facing down the middle of the field, right? I've never seen a successful kicker over time. He has to be far squarer. He's got good eye-foot contact, so he's got to be square. That's an easy fix. They're all, when you see a player who's very narrow to the ball, they all hook them. So that's one observation. The second one is a very minor one. Jason Collett, congratulations to him, one of my favourite jockeys. Just had a new baby.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Portelli says, righto, I think we can win the Golden Slipper. Jace, would you like Sadarjan or would you like Fireburn?
Mm.
And he took Sadarjan.
Well, that's not a bad... He doesn't need your baby.
I know.
He feels shit enough already.
Well, I followed bloody Jason Collett, didn't I?
Can I... This is... I'm puffing my own chest here. Yeah. Well, I was at Shark Park. I thought, oh, the slipper must have been run. Who won? And I look, and it's on in 10 minutes. And I thought, oh, this is fate. I've got to have a bet. I had a $20 Quinella. I looked for... I know nothing about these horses. I'm looking for wet weather horses. Number 12 and number 3. Now, here's why I bring it up. I watch the race on the Sportsbet app. I'm looking at this thing. Zoom up.
Yeah.
Fireburn. I thought, I couldn't see the numbers. I thought, I think that's one of mine. And then, you know that moment where you're at a pub or something, and I'm at the football, but you're waiting for Sky to put the numbers
up.
You think, I think I've got this. And then they confirm it. And then there's the best... the 5 minutes between when it's an exotic, the knowing you've won and knowing the dividend,
it's better than two sex. Races, isn't it?
It's better than sex.
Yeah.
So I'm starting. The players are running out on the field for warm up, so I've got to start to learn the players.
Yeah.
So I think I've got to know this dividend because I'm starting to do my maths. I do. Hang on. Well, the winner paid $12. The second place was like $350 a place. I'm going, this thing's going to pay $50 minimum. And then I'm thinking, hang on, it's a 20-horse field. This thing could pay anything. Sportsbet doesn't come up exotic. But that's okay because it hasn't been correct weight. So I go to the TAB app because I think, oh, they usually put them up as interims. $64.
Times 20.
Beautiful. $1,280.
Oh, I know where this is going.
I do the game.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
I'm walking out of the ground. The second game, the next game is about to start. And I do what I think everyone does. I think, oh, I better withdraw that money. And I'll tell you what, I'll have a $30 bet on the next game on an anytime try scorer. So it rounds to 12.50, withdraw 12.50, and I've got a little something as I drive home. I can have a listen. I had Corey Hutter with a nighter and Jack White at any time. Oh, I got the hard one.
Yeah.
Anyway, 1798.
Yes,
is in my
Victorian
account.
Tote.
I've got best tote and yes. the power play.
Yes.
So it's $89.98. Thank you, Sportsbet. Yes. That's the Sportsbet difference.
Can we clip that one up?
Hey,
get out on the promos.
That is the Sportsbet difference. So I can rap Sportsbet. You know, I think they can give this podcast a bit more respect. But I can give love to Sportsbet when, well, it's Bambi.
Yeah.
It's Bambi. But anyway, are you done with your Bambi?
I'm done with my
Very
Bambis.
Good.
Yeah.
I think I've done this as a Bambi before. How little must be going on in the lives of people who feel the need to leak, to write to people like Buzz Rothfield and say, I saw West Tigers playing the poker machines before the game. Not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Not disturbing anyone.
Nope.
This is, I can't say the biggest non-story because people click on it. So I can't attack Buzz because he puts it up and then it creates its own little ecosystem and people do comment. It does get Tigers fans riled up, but how pathetic. How pathetic.
The world
are leaking
is so,
this stuff. People ring up Ray Hadley at 9 hours. Ray, guess what I saw? And I don't blame Hadley because it gives him material and it creates something. But the people are not doing anything wrong.
But that's the world. That's the world in 2022.
We've got to
cancel everyone for doing anything.
Okay, can I just set that scene a little bit, right? And it relates to the same club. 2005 grand final. There's a 21st birthday party on. And Benji Marshall is at the 21st birthday party, not drinking, nor were these boys.
Yes.
Benji Marshall gets home at midnight or after midnight, right, with about $100 worth of McDonald's. And I believe he's staying that night with, I think it was Dean Hallitau and Robbie Farah, right? So after midnight, they're all up having McDonald's, basically the day of the grand final.
Yeah.
Rat's ass. Who cares? They got it done. And you know the other thing people don't factor in is people get nervous before a game.
Yes.
Right? And there's also a lot of young players playing bloody PlayStation and Xbox till 1 in the morning, right? They get nervous before a game. They can't sleep. So if they're out till 10, it wasn't 1 in the morning.
No, that's the other point. It's not. Firstly, they're in a poker machine room. What is the difference fundamentally between that and the cinema?
Yeah.
They could have been watching a 9:30 movie, right? No one would have said boo. Oh, aren't they? Look at them quietly just watching a movie. Well, you can quietly. Doesn't take that much energy to do that. You're not drinking. And the report not only said we didn't see them drinking, it said they weren't drinking.
They weren't drinking.
So
play on, six to go.
I don't get it. You know, poker machines have had a bad rap for too long in this country.
Tim Costello's are the... I'm joking.
That's it. That's how...
Can I just ask on that further? How did those two players... I didn't see that game closely. How did those two specific players play? I saw James Roberts cut through on one. He's threatening to play real well, I reckon,
yeah,
James Roberts.
He got unlucky. He got a knock, I reckon, early. And so he was hobbling all
game. Do you
agree
he's threatening to sort of have a good
season?
He looks
fit. He looks fit for the first time in a while. Laurie, he was all right. He was as threatening as anyone.
The Jets always look threatening, though, with ball in hand. That's his issue.
It's a good battle, him and Best.
Oh, mm.
Yeah, so... anyway, that's it. Let's actually start to talk about these games as we continue to get them onside.
Breathe in that expectation and out the disappointment.
Oh, sorry, guys. Force of habit.
Namaste. The start of the NRL season can be a stressful time. Get yourself in the right frame of mind with the NRL Wellness Retreat. Now, does anyone have any dietary requirements?
Yes, I'm top 8 intolerant.
Maybe try this. You might enjoy the consistency for once. Okay, big stretch for me.
Oh, we're going to win the comp this year.
Maybe that's too big of a stretch.
We're going to make top 8.
Little less.
Probably win the first few and then sack the coach.
That's better. Now, these truth sessions are about opening up to our vulnerabilities. Souse, how are you feeling going into this season?
To be honest, a bit lost. Lost our coach, lost our halfback, lost our popular utility.
And lost the grand final. Well, sorry, did I intercept you there? Woo!
I'm booked in for the total rebuild package.
Ah, yes, that's the new coach, halfback and lock. Let me show you to your newly refurbished stadium. It's this way.
Now we will adopt the Warriors pose. Now that's just keeping the finals at arm's length.
Wait, what, bro?
We haven't won a grand final in ages.
Is this Derek for real?
Ah! Hey, easy on that hamstring. Whole season depends on that.
Yeah, not a lot of depth there.
Lower, Bulldogs, lower.
We finished 16th, mate. Can't get much lower.
Excuse me.
Yes.
My season's already cooked.
Ah, yeah. What are you making? Mexican?
No, I'm making homemade pizza. We're Melbourne. Chuck us a cheese.
More like this?
Yes, that's it. You're going to have to bend over backwards to keep Kalen Ponga.
And are we at the top yet?
No, about halfway.
Nah, this'll do me, I think.
See you at the bottom.
Name?
Dolphins.
First name.
Oh, we've been through this.
All right, here we go. Eight games to talk about. Joel, just wonderful radio vernacular. Activation. Activation. When you see what used to be called an outside broadcast, yeah, right, you know, it's an activation, everybody.
That's a big wank word. That's like, let's take it offline.
Yeah. Now, you know the new buzzword at the moment is the narrative.
The narrative.
The narrative.
That's actually a good one. Yeah. But it is starting to become a little...
Ah, oh, you just tosser. He's got the narrative.
You know what is also saying, just because you say, I know it's a cliche, but it's one game at a time, doesn't make it right.
No.
You're actually having, you're doubling your cliches, because now it's a cliche to say, I know it's a cliche, but it's one game at a time.
Well said, Dan.
All right. I think this is a good round. We've got some very even matchups.
Fascinating round.
St. George, Illawarra, Cronulla, our first game, and what a fabulous idea to put this game in Wollongong. Hey, you got a local derby, let's take it down to Wollongong on a Thursday night, no less. Dragons have lost McCulloch, so that's probably a big reason why they're outsiders for this game. -1.5. I'm in love with Cronulla, gentlemen.
Me too.
So that
how far can they go, Dan? I've backed them for the grand final. Could they go that far?
I've gone in top four. Yeah. Well, if they made the top four, they can do anything. But I think they can sneak into the four. A big win over Parramatta. I know it's round 2 out of 25. But if they're going to make the four, Parramatta is precisely the team they need to jump over. So that was a 4-point game on the weekend.
I think there's only upside in them from what I've seen early. Moylan and Hines didn't really click in round one. Still should have won that game. And then just scraped home. But I think Parra, quality opposition. But probably could have won a little bit easier if Nico had his boots on. That's the thing.
So if he misses that last kick and they go to golden point, Mitch Moses sneaks a field goal. Yeah. They get beat and they've scored four tries to two.
I was trying to remember that stat. I think I might have referred to it on air. Wasn't there a couple of years ago, that there were five games that they'd lost where they'd scored more.
There's not enough,
and you see when Sean and the team set a market, they put a points system. So someone like a Harry Grant, what's he worth for him not being the Melbourne Storm?
Well, it's more because of cheese, isn't there? So there's compounding,
but just something like him.
Two and a half, three, right?
So that's the equivalent to your goal kicker missing 1.5 goals.
Yeah,
but it is so important that you have in this level a 75%, 80% genuine kicker.
That may explain the low scores as well. I know there's less tries, but I was looking at the stats yesterday, and each year goal kicking it's about 77% across the league, 75%, 78%. This year 64%.
Yeah.
That's disgraceful.
Yeah,
that is a disgraceful.
Starting the season, it's not like you're round 16 and all your kickers got injured. They're starting the season.
I will say this: it was windy at Shark Park, but that's one game out of 16.
Are they your preferred choice of kicking coach role? Are you happy to go?
That's a local. Huh? Yeah. You know what you need to do? Toddle on down, introduce yourself to Nico.
Yeah.
And just say...
All I'd say to Nico is, Nico,
you just got to put in a free session.
Just move around. There's a bit of footage on Dan Carver. They're coming from the side.
He looks very uncomfortable going into it. And I obviously know nothing about goal kicking, but just when he's walking up straight to it, and you're right, because he is right behind it, I just don't know how he gets his foot...
And doesn't jam it. Like, so yeah. El Mazzari, he would come in with the head real still and he would jam it, even if it was in and front. That and the goal, poor kid's got to run over to the Belmore Station to get the ball.
That conversion at the end, that was a pitching wedge.
Oh, a three-quarter pitching wedge.
Yeah.
But it got there.
But he's got it in him. He's got the eye contact with the feet. He's just got to sort his technique.
Are you going to charge?
Okay, I'll promise you this.
An hourly rate or is it a package deal? All right. Well, listen, I'll spend the season with you.
I'll show you a photo, which is not great for this, but I'm going to show you a photo.
What does a coach charge?
What do you think about that for a run-up? It's notably different. El Mazzari versus Nico Hines, isn't it?
You can't see that. Clipping up tape.
Oh, what do you reckon about that?
That's coach's tape.
What do you reckon about that?
Oh, Joel.
Yeah, it's telling.
So if he starts kicking a bit more square, I bet you he finishes the season as a top flight kicker.
I can't push your barrow anymore.
Yes, there you go.
1.5, Cronulla gets the start.
You'll be wearing a Sharks polo to this next week.
St George Illawarra, geez, they've been impressive.
Yeah.
They should have beaten Penrith, I thought. Yep, From the bits and pieces I saw, Joel doesn't agree. But they have.
No, I do agree with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
You just made that face.
No, I agree.
You were just disagreeing with me. George, as we record, we don't know what's doing with George Burgess. I'm going to assume he's not there, but I don't know. But McCulloch definitely not there. So Mbai goes into the number 9 role. I think I would have picked Cronulla anyway. Makes me so much more confident that they don't have a recognised hooker. Sean, you're with me on Cronulla?
I am, yeah. And I wouldn't normally have McCulloch probably worth anything or a tiny bit to this team, but the fact that Mbai now, and I can't see any other hooker in that side.
Well, Sullivan's injured, I think, still.
Yeah, still, jeez.
I didn't see his name on the sheet. So does he play 80? I don't know. I really don't like that. The only concern is the weather. And I think there's a bit this weekend we're expecting, and in Wollongong it doesn't look crash hot. The total's only 36.5 at the moment, but I made the Sharks a little bit shorter, so I'm going to be with them, but the weather concerns me a little bit.
Copy paste Sharkies, whatever Panthers did, what they were doing very well, the Panthers, they kicked to Ravalawa.
Yes.
They try and get a high kick on it, they get him, because then you've got coming out of trouble, which is not, I love Sloane, you know I'm the president of his fan club.
Not a big body.
But not coming out of his own, nor is Cody Ramsey.
No. But this is what players would do with To'o in towards the finals last year. They'd kick to the meter reader so that you take him out
but
of the second.
But at least Dylan Edwards is rolling up and Crichton was rolling up. But Dan, this is the thing, right? So you watch St George Illawarra, they have a lot of trouble coming out of their own area. I'll tell you why. Principle is, if you're a winger or a centre, get your backside out on the wing unless you're coming in for a run.
Yes.
So often you saw...
Hang on, let me just show that for Archaea people.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can get a zoom in, but this is how Mr. Squiggle used to start pictures.
But this is... So their wingers and centres, right, were so far in the field, and then what happened there was the Panthers just said, okay, come in, boys, let's come in. We're defending on a postage stamp.
Yeah.
And the poor forwards for the Dragons were running in 4,000 people. They were getting smacked. So... To Moses Suli, Cody Ramsey, Ravalawa and Lomax, if you're not going to run the ball, get your asses out on the sideline because it's going to help your forwards. That pushes the rest of them out.
So this, just to finish the Mr. Squiggle, see, you turn it around and it's a happy smiley face.
Well, if they turn it around, they will have a happy smile face. Get on the wing.
I like the little goatee I put on him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our next game. So we're all on
Sharks.
All on Sharks. By the way, Dragons, 5 tries on their right side, none on their left. So who's their left winger? It's not Ravalawa. It's the other winger.
Ramsey.
Don't back Ramsey for a try. Now watch him score 3. Campbelltown is where we go to for the Friday 6 p.m. game. West Tigers, New Zealand Warriors. Warriors favourites here. They've got a good recent record over the Tigers. Won their last 3. They're both on 5-game losing streaks going back to last year. Sean, 2.5 Warriors get. This is a type of game, it could be 10-6 or it could be 36-29.
Warriors give?
Well, that is a weird game. Hey?
Warriors give?
Warriors giving.
Warriors
minus
2.5. Yeah, was 1.5, and then Hastings, for some reason, challenged that, and so he's definitely going to miss, which we all expected anyway. Found the right time slot for this game.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree there, Friday at 6 p.m. Very, 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 very tricky. I know are you bullish?
No. Hell no.
I think just on pure numbers alone, I'm going to side with West at plus 2.5. You're right. I can't see a lot of points in this game. I don't think the Warriors have been too bad across their first 2. And then that's why I was so annoyed with Tigers last week because they showed a bit against the Storm, and then Melbourne just did their thing late, and the scoreline sort of didn't reflect it. But I think they led for 50, 60 minutes of that game. Just couldn't get it clicking in attack. So it was really frustrating. I'm hoping for a bounce back factor here.
They're still trying, the Warriors.
Well, I don't think West have completely not trying now.
No, but you want it, like the Warriors could have gone away in that game against Titans down 12-0.
Yeah.
So the point is that they're having a red-hot go. Yeah. They're just slightly off.
Just playing dumb. I suppose the Tigers, they did give a couple of kick tries away early. I threw this bait burly out onto social media, and people love this stuff. So the Tigers have lost two games to two undefeated teams.
Yeah.
If you want a case for them, and this is a very meek case, the Tigers have lost to two undefeated teams. The Warriors, they lost to the Titans.
Yes.
Who lost to the Eels? Who lost to the Sharks? Who lost to the Raiders? Who lost to the Cowboys? You with me? Form line. My gut feel says Warriors, but...
What?
There's only one man that could come up with that.
No. What the hell was that?
This year so far. Do you need me to repeat it?
Just... Can you be a man? The Warriors are better.
Yeah.
We're all taking them.
Yeah.
I don't need this whole
you
thing
know what?
Of...
No matter who I pick in this game, just put it down
we're
as
going to be wrong.
I'll tell you what, you know what could happen? You know what could happen in this game after 92 bloody games? Alex Twale might get that try.
Oh,
there you go.
He's not started. He got bumped.
Even better, he's off the duty dench. Yeah. He's going to be fired up. Bang, crash over. Right. Look.
We've spent a laugh talking about this game.
Dan, are you...
High points or low points?
Low.
No, I think high. Actually, no, because Tigers can't
Are you
score.
Going Warriors, Dan?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I'm going with you.
Warriors. 2.5, though, you've invited me, Sean. That is an invitation for a Tigers bet. Just a little bit of insurance, but no, I'm not taking Warriors.
I'm on the Tigers. No confidence.
Let's go to the match of the night. South Sydney Roosters. No surprise that the Roosters are the favourites. Sean, I've got to say... I'm a touch surprised the start's only 3.5. I think the Roosters are significantly better than South Sydney right now. South have won their last three against the Roosters. I'm going to give you this stat. Who do you think the number one forward in the game is right now in terms of metres gained? It's a two-week sample size. Right now, number one forward. It comes out of this game.
He didn't score two tries last week.
Who scored two tries last
Butcher.
Week? Siwa Taukeiaho.
Really?
175 metres a game. Okay, so he's going to Catalan next year, so he's getting his fix in this year.
He got hammered after round one, didn't he? See why people were bagging him, and now he's got that stat.
What did he do?
About contribution, but you're right.
He had 180 metres.
Yeah.
Roosters 3.5. You go first on this one, Joel.
I'm going to tip the Roosters 13+. I agree with your sentiment, Dan.
They will rub South's noses in it if they get the chance.
So the narrative, right, is around Latrell Mitchell, right?
Yeah.
And they may be playing friendly out there in the media, but there is a real angst there. But the other thing is this. The last three games the Roosters have played South have put 140 points on them. This is retribution. This is ambush. This is they're all talking about Roosters footy. I wish the Tigers had stopped playing Tigers footy, but they want to play Roosters footy, and they did last week. South Sydney are way off. South Sydney are way off, and when
they should have beat Melbourne in Melbourne.
No, they shouldn't have beat Melbourne. If that try was awarded, takes it to 20-0, that could go to 30-0. They're way off.
Latrell, they should have beat Latrell Melbourne. They
Mitchell,
weren't good enough.
Latrell Mitchell is way off.
Yeah.
He's way off.
Mm.
Thoughts?
No, I'm not. I'm with South in this one. And it's been, I think there might have been 4.5, maybe Roosters early. And it's coming at 3.5. So it's a very tricky number. Would have loved 4 because I think it's going to be low scoring. But I'm still going to be with them. I don't think South are that far off the pace. I know they're none from two. I've never seen a team drop so many genuine try chances as they did last week against Melbourne. And like Melbourne were red hot in that game at the start, and I was pretty bullish on them, but it was first home game, Bellamy's 500th, Harry Grant started like he was the best player in the world, and then him, Munster and Pappenhausen all sort of did nothing in the second half, and I genuinely think South should have won the game, and if it wasn't just through a few drop balls which were sticking last year on that left hand side, they would have won it. And it's an old-fashioned derby, this game. Both teams are going to be right up for it. at night, weather, I've got to be with points.
Okay.
Just on Munster. He doesn't score that try, you know, if not for the off-season that forces him into how fit he is.
Yeah.
Did you see him loom up? Look, he only just gets through and scores a try.
Yeah.
But he doesn't score that try 6 months ago.
No, fair enough. Very, very good point. We'll get to Melbourne, but Tane Milne goes to the wing. Tane Milne goes to centre. Poor old Jackson Paulo.
Mm.
I dare say if Tane was in the centres earlier, they probably would have won because they would have snaffled one of those chances. But they're lacking confidence. They've only conceded 26 points, South. 64% completions. Last time South won four in a row against the Roosters, which is what they're trying to do, 87-88. Saturday afternoon, Penrith, Newcastle, Bathurst. This is a good game for the Bathurst people to get. I hope they turn up. They turn up anyway. So they're going to fill Carrington Park. No To'o for Penrith. But no Clemmer, no Fitzgibbon for Newcastle, who have conceded just 10 points. The line, as we record, Sean, 10.5.
It is. Now, has anyone got any intel? Cleary, any chance?
I assume,
jersey 24.
I assume if he's named, he will play. But I think we're all on the same page here. We're going to wait until Saturday. I think we'll know by Friday, 3 p.m. Mm. I just don't see the funny buggers of naming him in the 19 and then saying, no. I think they're going to name him while they're not.
Well, at the time of recording, he's not playing because they're 12.5 into 10.5 nights. Doesn't go that way if he is playing, does it?
Well, I think that was probably to do. Like, so Ponga got named. I don't think the market was maybe having an each way bet that he wasn't going to play. But he's in jersey one, so I think he would be there for the purposes of this. I've got Cleary out, Ponga in.
Yep.
James Fisher Harris has to be in some doubt, and Brian Toe is a huge out as well. Granted, Clemmer out for the Knights as well, which I would have preferred him to be playing, but. To be honest, even with Cleary in, I struggled to get it as big as what it is now. Knights have been really good. I know they probably didn't play it in last week, but were really impressive in week one. So I think they've probably started the year better than what the market has or had them going. And at 10.5, I've got to be with them.
Totally agree. It's a big start. I did like the 12.5 when I sent it through to you boys, but 10.5, still happy with that. And you think about this, boys. Last year, it was 24 points to 6. They were in that game a long, long way, the Newcastle Knights. It was 12-6 to late in the game. Then they skipped away with a couple of late tries. So they were in that game a long way. You take out probably nearly up to 6 of their grand final players. So Burton and Capel, we know, have left.
Yep.
Leota's out.
Momorowski doesn't look there.
I've got James Fisher-Harris not playing.
Yep.
Momorowski's not there. To'o's out.
That's the big one
and Cleary.
For me.
So that could be 7 players in your grand final side who are not there, and they pushed them a long way, and you're getting 10.5. Yes, please.
I'm not sold on Newcastle yet because last week was against bad opposition and a fervent home crowd, great atmosphere. Clifford, 6 daily in points. He's been good.
Yeah.
He's been good. He's been very good. Now, I'm going to take Penrith here, but I won't be investing on this game. So that is as lack of an endorsement as you're ever going to get. But I'm just not sold on Newcastle just quite yet. But they've only conceded 10 points.
I forgot to mention this, boys, too. Dragons versus Sharks. I reckon Jaden Sewell has been one of their better players.
Mm.
He left Cogra in crutches in a moon boot. I haven't seen reported anywhere that he's not playing, but I would be very, very hesitant to be thinking he's playing. I'll say he won't be playing.
I'm changing. I'm going Newcastle. The To'o. The To'o. The To'o.
But the meters that Fisher, Harris, and To'o provide, that's 400 meters a game.
No, I'm with you. Give me Newcastle. I think they
can
keep
To'o out, and all of a sudden you've got Charlie Staines.
That's right.
May.
Yes.
Carting it back. Granted, their centre pairing's as good as you'll see, but
I wonder if the weather will get to Bathurst, sort of central west. That, mate, because that's a pretty heavy ground anyway, my memory serves. Yep. I looked at the points. It's a fairly average in terms of points scored, like in terms of over-unders. So but I think if you put some weather on that ground, it might be hard yakka. Match of the round.
Oh, sorry. Can I just mention one more thing on that game, which I think is significant?
Mate, they just played the graphic.
Sorry.
I mean, we're trying to be professional
here.
Oh, but they haven't played the graphic, but they're blowing up in the control room,
okay.
Joel. You've
offended them. This is significant. This is significant. So we talk about the seven players who weren't there for the grand final. Hayden Knowles... He was their head of performance.
You have to factor it in.
Andrew Gray, the West Tigers head of performance. Watch them go. Yeah, they nearly won the spoon.
You have to factor it in.
Jesus Christ.
Plus, he knows the inner goings of how they go. Factor it in.
Oh. Shout out to Hayden.
All right, here we go. Match of the round. Melbourne, Parramatta, Amy Park. I am very disappointed Harry Grant is not playing, and I'll tell you why. Parramatta's my best bet, and I was going to have him either way. I am very bullish about Parramatta. I am not sold on Melbourne at the moment, and Parramatta are not intimidated by the Storm. Last week was an aberration. They'll be better for that. $1.50, $2.60 is where you go to air. That's without Harry Grant. Mm-hmm. 4.5 is the start. I will say this. Parramatta won twice last year, none at Amy. So you've got the Amy Park factor. I'm not sure it's as big as we think. Harry Grant gone with COVID. Sean, you kick us off on this game.
I think the Amy Park thing's definitely still worth... It's probably the biggest advantage in the comp, I think. But the little thing we've got to watch and wait and see is that Wishart is a close contact of... Or a household contact.
Yeah, the household.
Of Harry Grant.
So in a COVID world, I wouldn't be having... people in the same position living together, would you?
Oh, I think we've got it, yes. But I think do we have to get rid of the close contact system? Firstly, it's the honour system.
Mm. I think close we have, but it's the fact that he lives with him.
That he's going to get it.
Well,
that's right, we have got rid of close contact, haven't we?
Mm.
That happened in the last couple of weeks.
So, and as good as he is, even if Wishart plays, it's still a...
Well, he can't get 80 minutes.
No.
He can't get 80 minutes, and he's not Harry Grant.
I want to be with Parra here as well, Dan. My only concern, their edges really scare me. They really, really do scare me. But, yeah, 4.5 is what it is now. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. This should be an absolute cracker. I do wish Harry was playing, but I think I'd probably still be with Parramatta.
It would have been... What do you reckon the money line would have been? $1.35, $3 if Grant was playing?
So it was 7.5 before...
Oh, so he's worth 4 drop. Points.
Mm.
Wow, or 3 points.
Three now, but I'd be shocked if it doesn't keep moving.
Okay, Joel.
Left side bingo. What about this? So the left side opponents for them, Sammy scored 2. Kelly scored 2, Militalo scored, Tracy scored 6 tries. So that left winger, left centre, they're just cashing. It's a major problem for them.
Mm.
And what they do, if you watch it really closely, they're very smart because they play very tight and they rely on Gutherson to come into the line. So what you'll see is they'll try and go to the right-hand side, get Gutherson involved. The Titans scored a try in round 1 where Aaron Clark goes out, not to score, he just wanted to get to Gutherson, then they shift, he actually scored.
Yeah.
But that's what they do, they try and engage Gutherson, and you'll notice a lot of the tries that they've scored on the left against Parramatta, you don't even see Gutherson in the picture.
Right.
So, the left-hand side, but in saying all that,
okay.
In life, sometimes you think you can, sometimes you know you can. They know they can beat them, 3 of the last 4.
Yeah. Like we're all on Parramatta. Have we disagreed on a bet yet? I think we've got the same for just about everything, which is worrisome, frankly.
Well, you know what's worrisome? Crazy fact time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We're on the away teams.
A crazy rugby league fact.
We're on the away teams. Do you know not since 2001 has all the away teams won in a round?
Okay. Okay.
There you go.
All right, there we go.
That is crazy.
Did they put that up this week?
Yeah, they put up this
Very
week.
Very good.
Oh, is that one of these?
They're my stats department now. Crazy facts.
When does those two Shepherd and blokes that do the mimicking?
Yeah.
When does that get old?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. I'm not. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I think there's just a sentiment, just a little. Sean's with me.
Yeah. Well, someone raised it on Twitter. You probably muted him or blocked him. So I'm not sure not sure if you saw it. Sorry, that was my computer.
Yes. I know you've got a computer. We're all very impressed.
We're just about there.
Almost.
Yeah.
But it's hardly their fault. They just put it up for their own amusement. Sure but people, it's the retweeting cycle.
Yeah. They'll be getting a bit of coin now from a few organisations. So good on them.
Are they getting coin?
Oh, they must be.
I hope they are. I don't think they are.
No, they would be.
I hope they are. Sportsbet should hire them.
They're smart where they're going into different audiences, i.e. different sports.
Yep. Yes. They're very good. Mm. It's the same gag over and over.
Yeah.
But they're very good.
Yeah.
They're very good. I'm just saying hold it back.
He's filthy because they haven't done Ganane yet.
Well,
they haven't done goodbye.
Yeah.
No.
That's what we know.
You notice I haven't done one of those this year?
Why?
You won't hear one this year.
What, you've sacked it?
Just resting it for a while.
Won't hear one this year?
I shouldn't have said that because I'll do it out of habit. But no, just resting it. Saturday night, 7:30. I'm going down to the capital for this. The Raiders and the Gold Coast.
Are you flying or driving?
Flying. Flying.
Pointy end.
Hey?
No, not, is there a pointy end?
There's no pointy end.
Not pointy end. No. Points concerned.
No. First time I told you this story. Yeah. First time I flew was to Bathurst in about 01.
Is that right?
And I was given the company credit card. Go and book your own ticket. And I thought...
No, oh,
it was Hazelton Airlines.
Oh, yes.
And I said, could I get business class? They said, well, you're in seat 2B. I said, yeah, but they said, no, there's no business class.
There's 10 people on the plane.
I know.
That would have had a propeller. That would have been a propeller, wouldn't it?
It was a propeller. Yeah. And the Canberra flight is a propeller. And isn't it a wonderful feeling when you're on a plane and you look over and he's a propeller going up and down? Makes you feel warm and safe.
Talking about flights, we played with this bloke called Trent Clayton, right? And he was a bit of a wild man. He had snakes and all this sort of thing. So the NRL had some kind of activation during the week, and Craig Wing and one other, they had to get this helicopter, right? And you wouldn't believe who was bloody driving the helicopter. Trent Clayton. Oh, mate. He's a helicopter driver, pilot.
Wouldn't you love to be able to fly?
Anyone that owns snakes shouldn't be flying a helicopter.
Well, I know his background. I often be jumping in that helicopter. No, with all respect.
Would it be hard to fly a plane? Surely you could learn pretty... You know,
yeah.
I used to play Microsoft Flight Simulator. Does that mean I could fly a plane? By the way, the Shep brothers, I didn't mean anything I said. You're great. Man. It's the people just retweeting. It's the retweeting. Canberra favourites here, -2.5. Had a pitiful completion rate against the Cowboys. I'm almost ready to redline that game and just say they conceded three of the four tries off kicks. They didn't deserve to win at all against the Cowboys, but 26-6 was a bit unfair. Gold Coast, I've got to say, I'm underwhelmed with. They should have flogged the Warriors, and they had to hang on by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, they're attacking well, but their defence is still an issue. How did Xavier Savage go in reserve grade last week? He blitzed it round one. He must be close.
Rapin is back, by the way, for Canberra.
Massive in. Chotrich, massive in as well. I'm going to go the Raiders, but
Schneider back from his hiatus.
So... Shawnee here while waiting for you, Dan. I said, how are the Raiders going to go this week? You said, could be good things.
Oh!
Could be good things.
Really?
Yeah, well that...
Bullish.
Well, that
I
game...
Like it.
The game against the Cowboys said more about how bad the Cowboys... Even though they won, Canberra had... and completion rates aren't anything, as we know, but they hardly had any ball and completed at something like 55% or something. You're not going to get anywhere near it. And they were still in the game with... And after an hour or something, 20 minutes to go, as you said, a couple of late tries conceded with a man in the bin, I'm pretty sure. So I'm happy to put a straight line through that. They get a lot back here. Titans, underwhelming, I think, the start of the year, even though I think they're full strength here. But back at Canberra, could be good things.
2.5 is a tricky line, Joel, but it is...
Could be good things, yeah.
It is Canberra giving 2.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Canberra, but it's one of those, you know, you rate courses. We keep talking about that in golf. This is a tough course, isn't it?
For who? Gold Coast?
Both. The game itself, trying to pick the winner.
Oh, I thought you meant for
Richard.
No, for us. Yeah.
Teo's playing really well. Philip Semmy's playing great footy, isn't he?
Like big Greg Marzu.
I like Marzu. Marzu or Marzu?
Marzu, maybe.
I like Marzu. That's a fun name to say.
I was at a 40th, and Justin Holbrook was there.
Yep.
And I said, mate, Parramatta got this kid called...
Hang on, just let me pick this
name. Greg Lalisi, wow.
Yeah, right? People were comparing him body-wise to GI, weren't they?
Yeah. So he, you may recall this, they played a major semi-final in the 20s, and he had like 18 tackle busts. He's a serious player. Parramatta, wouldn't they love to have him back?
He's got to be in the mid-20s by now. He's been in and around systems for a few years.
I'll say 23.
Okay. All right. Maybe he's a late bloomer. So Canberra.
All on the road, is
that? Are we 6 from 6 in greens?
Could be a good thing.
Sunday. I love this game as a Sunday afternoon game. I bagged the NRL. Melbourne Thursday night against AFL was a stupid bit of programming, but I love this bit of programming. You give the Broncos fans a chance to go to an Arvo game. It's going to be a big event. I think they're going to get 35, 40,000. There's going to be a lot of kids there because they don't get to see the Broncos often. Broncos $1.50, Cowboys $2.60. As we record, that's obviously going to change. Brisbane 2-0. And giving 5.5. I'll go first. I'm all in on Brisbane.
Wow.
I'm all in on Brisbane. I rate them as a team that I think could make the 8.
Wow.
I think the cliff falls so steeply after, say, the top 6 or 7. A relatively ordinary team is going to make the 8. Brisbane could just be that ordinary team. And I think they're a bit better than ordinary, and I think they're significantly better than the Cowboys.
Can I ask you this? If Reynolds played for the Bulldogs the other night, do the Bulldogs beat the Broncos in a similar score?
I don't know. I was having a couple of quiet ones with... I'll give you a name. Gordy Tallis after the game. We said, let's go to the pub. What's the first half of the game? So, before he got his flight, and we got into a deep and meaningful. So, I can't remember much about the game. But I do know Adam Reynolds is now a Harlem Globetrotter. That's what I do know.
Yeah.
Nice pass.
Mm.
So, I can't...
Staggs ruined it for him.
Hey?
That would have been on the highlight reel for forever. But Katani Staggs dropped the ball.
I needed Staggs to score...
Have you seen it? You don't look like a man that's seen him drop that ball.
I saw he was disallowed a try, but all I saw was no try and a disappointed look on his face.
So Reynolds has done the Harlem stuff.
Yeah.
Tony's just, all he had to do was fall over the line.
And did they not score from that Harlem? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he dropped it. Dropped the ball. Salt in the wounds.
How many anytime try scorers on Tony? He's a...
Yeah,
and Herbie gets 2. I noticed Herbie got 2. By the way, Joel, can I make a suggestion for your bingo?
Oh, you like it this week?
We you got us to the brink.
Yep.
But can I suggest?
I know you're going to say finish strong.
Finish strong.
Start strong. Finish strong.
You got to finish strong. You can't have Brent Naden as our anchor. Now that's a tough game to finish because you just sense there weren't going to be many.
On the subject, let's go through this.
Well, can we do it after? Let's finish the round.
We're talking about it.
Now that's finishing strong. We'll get to it in a second. That's finishing strong. Okay. Speaking of finishing strong, Brisbane.
Cowboys.
Brisbane by a country mile.
How can you tip the Cowboys?
Mate, they've let 2 tries in 2 weeks.
They
defensive.
Can't.
They were hopeless.
Oh, listen,
the
it's
definition
my tip.
Of pulling
it's my
it.
Tip. Oh. I'm on the Cowboys.
They're only conceding 12 points. I'll give you that. Don't tell me to back off. Last game, Sunday night footy. By the way, Sunday night footy last week, highest rating game of the week on Fox. Now, it was the Broncos, so it's probably an asterisk, but if you put interesting games on Sunday night, people will watch. Better than that.
We're all going to agree here. I can feel it.
Could be good things here.
Manly, Canterbury. Manly beat Canterbury 66-0 last year, and there was another thumping in the other game. Very short. 10.5 at the New Brookvale Oval. I guess everything gets unveiled. I guess that is that Centre of Excellence or that thing at the Northern End that's ready. I don't know.
Centre of Excellence.
Well, it is a Centre of Excellence. I assume that's already done.
That term lost all its pizzazz when the Tigers name.
You are a flat track bully, mate. Kerrod Holland. Jade Knockenball.
Jade Knockenball.
I'm not mentioning him. And people have been into me the last couple of days going, I can't wait to see what you got to say about Jaden, but I'm letting it go.
What did he do?
Well, he got named. That's that's a first
point. How are the Hitachi highlights going for Canberra?
No, Hitachi's walked away from that one. Told the contractor.
Okay. 10.5, big line. Manly, did we predict in unison last week? Manly way off the pace. Their forwards. This is the question mark. Their forwards. Marty Tapau had 1 run in his first stint.
Yeah.
What was that?
Mm.
Sean Kepi, who's probably given as much grunt as any Manly forward. He gets front row position. I like Canterbury to keep this close.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Jaden Knockenball to get a hat trick.
There's no way he plays. I don't think he can play.
Can I just say...
I can sort of see what Barrett's done. Name him to get him out. Because the drums are starting to beat, not just from me. I started the chant a few weeks ago. But he just can't... That can't be the best option for them.
So this is Naden to the wing.
If he does play...
Where is Aaron Schopp?
Yeah.
Did he forget to get Trent Barrett a coffee or something on a coffee run?
He's done something.
He's a damn decent player.
I'm with you boys on the Bulldogs, but if there's a game where Turbo's just going to come back and blast, it's this.
Yes.
They've played Penrith and they've played the Roosters, right? Smart coaches. This is a game where... So his last four games, Turbo, against the Bulldogs, he's had two hat-tricks and a double.
It's a different Bulldogs team, though. Like, completely
different. No, I understand. But I'm with you. I'm with you on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I know. But I think this is a...
But Tommy can get us beat.
This is a legacy line,
yes.
A little bit, this one.
Yes, I agree.
Somewhere between Manly flying last year and Bulldogs being
it
shit.
It feels
last
six
year.
And a half, doesn't it?
It's got 6.5 written all over it.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all on the same page. Dear. It's a bad sign when we all agree.
No, this one, and we'll get to the best bets, but this one is.
That was a Kevin Spacey. Well, can't mention him anymore. House of Cards. Remember, he used to thump the table twice.
Mate, he's got two best bets in a row, and he's got that cloak of invincibility. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I've got a sore back carrying you, bloke.
All right, fine. Let's do that. Best bets time. Yes, indeed. Well, we haven't got a surprise factor so much here because Sean Omerod, you might as well kick us off just to, as people in television say, confirmation. Yeah. You'll see that, so they'll say something, then they'll put the cricket scorecard. Confirmation of the Australian card. So almost, confirmation of the Omerod best bet.
This one almost needs its own activation, you might say. Last game of the round, you've got to wait to get to my best bet, but I love this. And I'm not just biased because I go for the Bulldogs, but this is, and as we said just before, this is a line somewhere between Manly Airborne last year and Bulldogs without Matt Burton. I love what I've seen with Burton, and I think they can keep this very, very, very close. I've seen nothing from Manly in the first 2 weeks, despite who the opposition has been. They've been smashed, certainly across two of those halves from those two games. So very keen on Bulldogs. Going to put them in with the start for the best bet.
Yes.
But also be backing them off the shtick.
So for best bet purposes, it is the start. Now, speaking of activations... Why don't we have a Get 'Em On Side grand final activation at Stadium Australia? Yeah,
an activation. Yes.
An activation where we give away. Now, my idea is bring money into sports bet brackets.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still waiting for a piece of that, by the way.
Yeah.
You told me how much people bet and lost on that. But I think we give away. Here's an idea. Mm. The activation's not going to make money, but why don't we have our competitors at TAB... Years ago, 20, 30 years ago, came up with the mystery trifecta, right? Very clever. So Melbourne Cup, people don't have a clue. They put $1 on or $6 on a mystery trifecta. We should have, at Sportsbet, mystery same-game multis.
Well, my idea, is the trifecta, T-R-Y-fecta. So you can go Burton to score the first try into the Fox.
Is this the product committee?
T-R-Y-fecta, trifecta.
Can you just let me have my shining moment? I had a great idea.
Do you like it or not? We're on the same page.
Well, I think, no, we're not on the same page. You're asking for 200 to one shots. No one's going to win that.
Yeah.
That's like the stupid, you go the double at the ground. The double, you know.
Doubles at the main game.
The doubles at the main game. And then, of course, the bloke you've got is withdrawn. There's no number 13. So who the hell do I get? Do I get the bloke who goes into the...
Number 9, don't you? That was the old rule.
The
number 9.
No, what I'm saying... So my thing is actual winnable. So you can put $20 on a mystery same game multi. It's for your game. Canterbury to cover the line, but Turbo to score and to pump it up, Burns to score. It's whatever.
We've almost got it, but it might be even better. So popular same game multis where you can see where the money's going, which I think is better than I don't want a mystery.
He wants the mystique. Dan wants the mystique.
Yeah, he's an old school.
Anyway, that's okay. This is ideas. I had an idea. They came up with two better ones. Joel Cain, best bet, please.
Okay, so I would love to go the Knights to win $4. I think that's a terrific bet, but I'm a man under siege. I've gone for two try scorers. We've just missed out. I need a kill. I need to get on the board. So I'll take the Knights for the start, Dan.
Okay, so you've gone both at line, and I... So that gets us to about $3.
90, 80.
Yeah. And I've got a head-to-head as my best bet, which is Parramatta. I alluded to this. I really like them against Melbourne. Now watch Melbourne win by 20. But I think this might be, regardless of whether it wins or not, a good sort of price for a multi. It's about $10.
Should I give it away?
No, now? Not about
Should
10.
Should I give it away? $9.38. Yes.
Oh,
is the exact
price? Before, you know what we're bumping it up
before
to.
Before any creative accounting,
if you say 9.50, I'm going to throw this coffee cup at you. Get it to 10. Yeah. You're getting it to 10, aren't you, Sean?
We'll see.
So where do they find that, Sean, by the way?
It'll be under Rugby League Extra Markets.
Okay.
At the top of the... Go into Rugby League on your app, scroll across, you'll find it there.
So just on that tab, can I just say that I often get asked during the middle of the week on social media, where do I see the bingo players? So once the round starts, if you go to Rugby League Extras, you'll see the bingo players all there.
I always see it in first game. So
yes.
The Thursday night game, well, that's where I look.
But once the game's underway,
yes.
If you click on Rugby League Extras, you'll see
Thank you.
All of the players.
You know what I've resorted to? Screenshotting.
Yes, that's a good idea too.
Screenshotting. Oh, no, that's better though. Yeah. That's,
can I tell you the players?
Oh, yes. So this, here we go.
This is a good batch.
Okay.
Sloan.
Hang on, let's tick all cross.
Yeah.
Sean and Ganane. Ormerod and Ganane, whether we think they're going to score.
Yeah, do that.
So, St George, Illawarra, Cronulla. You've gone Sloan.
Sloan. And we can't just go all $1.60 wingers, right?
Because it'll pay.
We've got to get a price.
So it's $6. We need any five of the eight to score. Max bet $100.
Well, that's okay. Oh, that's clearly a tick. Like, yeah. That's clearly one you think will get there.
Yes. Jimmy the Jet versus Warriors.
I don't like Jimmy the Jet to score tries.
James Tedesco fired up against Latrell and the Bunnies.
100%.
Kickout, who scored two last week, taking on the Knights.
We're 2 from 4.
Ryan Pappenhausen versus the Eels.
Well, we don't want that.
Well, because we like the Eels.
well, I don't mind that as
Philip Sammy hasn't missed yet. Philip Sammy versus the Raiders.
I'll take that. I think we're about 3 from 6.
Hamiso Tabuai-Fidow versus the Broncos.
Now, we've got to work out his pronunciation. I was told initially it was Fido.
Okay.
But no, I think you're right. It's Fidow. Tabuai-Fidow.
And we finish with Tommy Turbo.
I love the Tommy Turbo. So you got me on Tommy Turbo, because at least if we get the 4 from 7, I'm pretty happy where my money lay going into the last leg.
There you go.
$6.
$6, and you'll find that in the first game. So it'll be the local derby.
They find it.
Local derby.
Nice. Very nice. That's just about it, gentlemen. Thank you to everyone behind the scenes, and I think we're just about done.
We certainly are.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go on.
Okay, well, enjoy your week, folks, and most importantly, gamble responsibly.